Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know with all the lifestyle changes that Americans are facing right now, the beef industry is responding with some adjustments to the information they're giving consumers.
We have adjusted our marketing programs quickly to reflect a consumer and supply system that is rapidly changing, it seems, day to day. But a couple of key steps we have taken include reallocating promotional dollars from sports marketing efforts to YouTube and Google search advertising to focus in on beef's healthfulness. We want to remind people about how healthy beef is and to share recipe and cooking tips with Oklahoma consumers. While the supply issues have been considerable, we're also working through our social media to reassure consumers that our beef farmers and ranchers are continuing to raise beef for their dinner table, that ag doesn't stop.
And you can go to oklabeef.org to see how the beef industry is helping consumers plan healthy meals that include beef. That's oklabeef.org.
Well, additional cash cattle trade is expected before the end of the week, despite the significant pressure in futures and beef values following live trade on Wednesday at a significantly lower money than last week. Both sides seem to have hit pause given the limit losses in futures trade yesterday. But packers are expected to need additional cattle in the next couple of weeks, which may spark renewed bid activity during the day today. Negotiated trade could be even lighter than in the last few weeks due to the availability of contracted cattle to packers after the first of the month. The underlying weakness in the hog futures has been intense the last 2 weeks. In that period, April hogs have fallen over $20, sparking incredible losses not only in futures trade, but also across wholesale pork markets and cash hog prices. The intense focus on price erosion is still limiting additional potential for a market rally to develop due to the uncertainty in domestic and export pork demand over the near future. Now, wheat prices are firmer overnight, with Kansas City wheat trying to close higher for the first time in three sessions, while Chicago's trying to notch its first higher close in five sessions. Like soybeans, Chicago and Kansas City wheat have given back 50% of the preceding rally, making directional conviction difficult at current price levels. Corn prices are firmer overnight, attempting to stabilize after some contracts made fresh lows for the move. Despite surging energy markets, including stronger ethanol prices, corn was unable to trade higher yesterday, although bottom pickers seem to have surfaced overnight. Technicians continue to point toward support at $3.30 to $3.35, dating back to 2014. However, none of the challenges include the prospect of near-record corn acres and a flailing ethanol sector before the growing season began. And mixed trade across the soy complex with weaker soybeans, higher soy oil, and lower meal. We'll check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, on the futures trade, April live cattle down 450, 92.82. June down 450, 83.07. April feeder cattle down 675, 110.67. May was down 675, 111.65. April hogs down 450 at 44.70. Kansas City wheat, May was down 11 cents, 464. July down 11 and a quarter, 471 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, May was down 8.5, 541 and three quarters. July down 9 cents at 538 and three quarters. May corn down 1 and a quarter at 8 to 333.5. July was down a quarter penny, 338.5. May soybeans down 4 cents, 858 and 3 quarters, and July down 3 and a quarter, 864. May cotton up 158, 49.99. July was up 154 at 49.76. And May crude was up 54 cents at 25.86.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.